Are you ready?
Are you ready for love? Yes, I am. Oh.
What was that little? Oh.
I went for different pitches, so that way when you test it, you can...
Mate, that's getting left in, that beautiful singing of yours.
Oh, I thought we were testing the microphone, no, that's why I was a bit no, OTT about it.
No, I love that little... Oh.
This is the Paranormal Tea with Ryan and Bethany.
I thought I ought to sing that. I always complained about singing it, but I feel a little bit annoyed that you've taken my thing.
Oh, really?
I don't have very much to do on this podcast, but that was one of the things.
Yeah. Whatever. Right. Episode 7. I just want to take a moment to say we took a couple of weeks off of recording.
Out
of
pure laziness.
It's not laziness. It is. Okay, I had a lot of stuff to do, Ryan.
Stuff to do.
I don't know about you, like, I enjoy recording it.
It's kind of
but
fun.
It's, like, the fact that you have to, like, find the stories and that beforehand. I feel like I'm, like, making it too nerdy by finding stories.
What do you mean?
Because it takes a long time.
And getting in a car and driving 40 minutes is less nerdy.
Yeah, because I like driving.
Yeah, that's the nerdiest thing you've ever said. I like driving, actually, Ryan. So, dweeb.
So I was watching this horror film last night, Demonic, right?
Pure
which work. Was... I thought it was good, but anyways, it was on about people going to a haunted location and doing a seance and stuff like that. And I was thinking, oh my god, like, when we come out of lockdown and we're going to be going to these haunted places, I was thinking about just how, like, scared I'm going to end up being, because I'm a little bit of a wimp.
Mm.
But then I thought, like, in, like, what we've said throughout this whole entire podcast is that if ghost hauntings were that severe to the level of horror films...
Yeah.
That it would be breaking news. So all of these horror films are, like, over dramatic, and when we go to these, like, haunted locations, it's probably going to be like, oh, Ryan, we've not really got much for our followers to watch here. Oh. Like, it's just us in a hotel or us in a castle. You know what I mean?
I heard a bird. It made noise. You know,
we're like, going to be stretching.
Yeah, clutching at straws.
Yeah.
Much like my reviews for later.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that like a, what's it called? Foreshadowing to
Ryan's
reviews.
Or a pre-warning, to be honest.
So this week we are in Doncaster. I feel like we let ourselves down with the accents. At the start we were like on the wall with the accents.
Were we?
Yeah.
I couldn't, if you said where's Doncaster, I couldn't even point it on a map.
Really?
Yeah.
You live around these places that we've been on our podcast. Obviously, we've not been there in real life. Which is why it's making me worried that you don't know where they are, because it's like
I need to know where Doncaster... There's nothing that I know about in my life that
because
I care
you're offending Doncasterians, right?
All right, I'm sorry, Doncasterians, but I don't know any of you.
So after a long time of being away... We are back.
It's
we're two weeks, in Doncaster.
Get a grip, man. Stop going on about it.
Sure, Ryan.
Shut up, Beth.
Shut up.
You
slag. That's not a swear word.
I'm going to count it. It's not something you say from me and Anne. So, you know.
You slag. You slag.
Well, you're the annoying one. I'm the annoying one. It's my job.
We're back from outer space. I'm going to start off with the best story.
Okay.
To draw people in.
Yeah, so what you're going to essentially do is cut out the past 5 minutes of you talking shit and just get right on with the story.
You swore.
I feel like that was that was a good time. That was appropriate, I think.
How was that appropriate?
Because I did
but
it
I
right.
But I can't swear at all.
Move on.
And now you're swearing.
Yeah, it's fine. Double standard.
Our very first story in Doncaster... is called Wailing Woods. I'm not gonna lie, I think that this episode will have the scariest stories.
Ah, well, let's get on with them then.
Exactly. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
To be scared. In the 18th century, a couple went to the market to sell their produce. Finishing for the evening, six men loaded a barrel of beer onto the back of their empty cart. Along with their friends, they retired home as a thick fog crept in. They got to Warnington Lane when tragedy struck. Drunk and unable to see where they were going in the fog, they drove their horse and trap into the ditch. The horse whinnied and the women screamed, as the cart was now at a 45 degree angle and slammed into the bottom of the banking, breaking the barrel loose from its holding. The barrel rolled over the three companions and horse, killing the two men and horse instantly, before catapulting the cart on top of them. The woman was now trapped underneath the carnage, barely alive, and only her screams brought rescuers to the scene. Despite working till daybreak, they were unable to free the woman and sent for a priest because they knew she wasn't going to make it. Tragically, the woman died just before he got there. Knowing that it would be difficult to retrieve their bodies and fearing that children would see the gruesome sight, the priest sent for more men from his local parish to bury the trio and horse at the side of the road where they'd fallen. He then performed a service where they lay, and a small marker stone was later erected at the scene. Today, people walking this road have reported hearing the sounds of a tragic accident replaying. The sound of an approaching horse and cart, along with the voices of merrymen, then the strained cries of a horse, a scream of a woman, and followed by a clatter as the trap goes down into the banking, then a snap of rope and rumbling is heard as the barrel breaks free. Before the agonizing death groans of the two men and the final whinny of the horse, ending with an almighty crash as the cart lands on top of them. All is then quiet for a few moments until the silence is broken by the excruciating wails of a woman. The cries are reported to go on for some time and can be heard echoing throughout the Black Car Plantation. This is where it gets its name, the Wailing Woods.
The only question that raises for me, what is a death groan?
A death groan?
Yeah.
Well, there's an actual, like, we're gonna talk medical here, guys.
Oh dear, which I never asked.
There's a thing called a death rattle.
Right.
Which is like towards the end of people's lives, so you like struggle to breathe and you like start making like a... It like sounds like you're like drowning, like right. Suffocating sort of thing. Okay. So I would say that when they say death groan, that's what they probably mean. Like a...
Well, yeah, but wouldn't it be more of a groan rather than a rattle?
Or like a groan as in like, you know, when like that final breath of air is released. Yeah.
Like that.
Because you know, like, you fart when you die.
Yeah. That's interesting.
All of the air out of your body, like, you fart, you, like, let out, like, a sort of.
I always thought I'd die, like, quite, like, in a noble way, you know what I mean?
No, you, like, you release all your bowels, you're, like, you shit yourself when you die.
Yeah. Well, that's not very, like, noble. Oh my god, I'm gonna review like every single movie death completely
and
differently.
Now. Oh, they probably shit themselves after.
Shit themselves. Oh, shit himself.
And let out a bit of a So that kind of follows your theme about what you were saying.
Mm.
Like all of our podcasts have sort of like merged into one here.
Basically just Ryan's theories.
Yeah, Ryan's theories.
Why is everything got on a theme tune?
I'm sorry. I just like having a theme tune. About like the tragic events replaying themselves, reliving that moment, because this whole point is that they're like haunted today by the sounds of the old like tragedy.
Yeah.
Which just keeps happening again.
I mean, to reiterate the point, it would be that something, you know, very traumatic happened to those people, and then they essentially just replay that traumatic event.
Why are you repeating what I'm saying?
Because you just say it, like, in a retarded way. You try and make it all, like, sound smart and shit. And I'm just like, but here's the simple terms.
You repeating it makes it more retarded.
Yeah, but I don't listen to what you say, so...
Oh. Oh, that's my death groan.
Death groan.
Ugh, Ryan.
Sounds like something different, but anyway, carry on.
What?
Anyway.
That look.
Second story.
When you give me that look, when you give me that. Is that all you have to say about the entire story?
And that.
Yeah. Did you not think that was a pretty scary story? Like, I started with what I thought was the scariest.
Oh, you telling me that was the scariest? Oh God! Right, well, we'll see you next week for another episode of
The Paranormal D.
That's a joke. We've still got another two.
Sure.
Jesus Christ!
Okay.
Well done if you've made it this far.
The next one is in Coningsbrough.
Is it Collinsborough or Collinsborough?
Bruh.
B-U-R-H.
Nope. Story number two.
I'm ready.
During the 1960s, St. Peter's Graveyard was reduced in size. It was during this time that a morbid discovery was made. Uncovered plague victims that were stacked 12 deep had been entombed behind walls and stairwells in the priory. They also found a room in the basement that resembled an old chapel, complete with wine dating back to the 16th century. The room is reputedly haunted by a group of small children and a figure of a religious man. Many other sightings have occurred within the keep itself. The figure of a woman is said to fall from the keep battlements at the side facing Burcroft Hill. Witnesses describe her as wearing a flowing white gown. She circles the battlements before screaming as she falls to her death. Eyewitnesses have heard her ear-piercing scream before seeing a white figure falling and disappearing behind the trees. It's only after they've gone to investigate the horrific sight that they have realised there is no body to be found. It is not known who the woman was or whether she was pushed or threw herself off. Some suggest that this is the same woman who haunts the Lady Chapel off the master bedroom in the keep, where witnesses have felt a presence and heard the sounds of a woman's pitiful sobbing. Outside, numerous Conningsburgh residents have seen lights through the window of the chapel at night. Most believe that the light has been left on in the castle, but true believers adamantly claim that this is the candlelight of the Lady in White, praying before her untimely demise. It's been claimed that she is the ghost of Countess de Warren, who was murdered by her husband in the castle chapel. Her body is thought to have been boarded up in the Norman stronghold, but it has never been found.
Whoa, creepy.
Was that more creepy?
Yeah, it was way better than the first one, the Wailing Woods.
I thought, like, a murder scene replaying itself was worse than a woman falling off of a battlement.
Nah, that was definitely scarier, 100%.
Really?
Yeah, all day long.
So, if you can hear, like, a murder, well, not a murder scene, a death scene replaying, or you see a woman jumping off of, like,
I think both happens. I think they hear the scream, and then they see her jump off, and then fall behind some trees. And then they obviously go to investigate, and then... What really interested me about that story is, I really want to know, surely somebody must have tried this 19th... Was it 16th century? Yeah, 16th. That was stupid. 16th century wine.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You, like, must have given it
definitely
a go.
Definitely. That would have been sold for, like, what, like, millions?
I don't know. I'd be trying.
Like, a crap ton of money.
If I'd have found it, like, you say, if I'd have found, like, a stash of 16th century wine, I'd be selling it all, bar one bottle. That one bottle's coming home with me. Yeah. And I'm just going to try it and be like, whoa.
Do you reckon it would taste nice, or would it taste like vinegar, though?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't like wine anyways, but I would 100% try some wine from the 16th century.
Yeah. So you start your drinking history.
How many
history
is that behind? Like, six centuries?
I don't even want to do the math. So all we'll do is just expose ourselves to our listeners, and they'll just think, wow, these guys are thick.
Yeah.
Not well, thick in a good way.
We're not very intelligent. I mean, Ryan's clearly more unintelligent than me.
Well, I actually think I am the more intelligent of the two, honest.
We've been having this argument for weeks now. I feel like we need a full-on intelligence match.
About, right, on the next episode, there will be a quiz. And the person with the most amount of correct answers.
I feel like we should do a mini-series sort of thing where we test your knowledge and my knowledge.
I think I'll win. But
because
you've proved
throughout this entire thing that your geography is absolutely awful.
It's not far off. I said north.
No, you're absolutely awful at geography, for starters.
Your language is awful. How do you feel about that?
No, mate. No.
Yes. Yes, mate.
Right, I'm not even kidding you. Right, challenge is on. We're going to do a mini-series of intelligence tests, and that's going to finally settle who's the most intelligent.
Question. How's that fair? Because one of us two are going to have to come up with the questions.
No, I'll get, like, questions off of something else.
Like what?
I don't know. I thought you had a Ryan Reviews section for this.
Oh, crap.
Collinsborough Castle.
Was that about Collinsborough Castle?
Yeah.
Why can't I review anything else? Because I've literally got two reviews.
Because we have a woods, then we have Collinsborough Castle, and then we have a place that doesn't exist anymore. So.
Right, I've only got two reviews for this, so I do apologise in advance. One is absolute gold. The other one's absolute shite.
Well, don't read out the absolute shite one, then.
You done? Sure. Okay. This one has everything I look for in the review. It is a 1-star review.
I had a little peek over the iPad screen and it isn't very long, guys, so don't worry.
Schmal, because it's spelled S-A-M-L.
Schmal.
Schmal. Castel, because it's spelled
way.
C-A-S-T-E-L. It gets better. I, in lowercase.
Mm-hmm.
Goatee, G-O-T-E.
What?
Batter. B-A-T-T.
I don't even know what this review is. Stop spelling the review. And tell
us right, okay. What? Batter, B-A-T-T-E-R. Castel, C-A-S-T-E-L. On Clash of Clans. Which I believe what he was trying to say is small castle, I've got better on Clash of Clans. Who the fuck goes to a castle and then compares it to something they've got on Clash of Clans?
Oh my god.
What an idiot.
Why did you spell out that entire review?
Because it was spelt like he actually, like he's got a problem. It Schmal Castel, I go to Ybata Castel on Clash of Clans. Like, it just sounds stupid.
Moving swiftly on to our very last story. The Odeon Cinema.
The cinema? Oh my god, never heard of a Swansea cinema in my life.
Of Doncaster.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, tell you what, we could actually go to this one.
Wait, no, we actually couldn't because it's closed down.
The Odeon Cinema closed its doors for the last time in 2008 in Doncaster. But was this because of a lack of business or an unwanted viewer? The building, dating back to the 1950s, used to be an old playhouse. In the dressing rooms, pampering before stepping out in front of their audience, an actress said she was shaken to her core when a shadow figure who had no face appeared in the black room. As she let out a scream, the figure, just like the scene, faded to black and disappeared. The shadow figure continued to haunt the building, seen running up the stairs and making their presence known. Each premiere of a new film welcomed its unwanted guests. The seats folded down in screen one, ready to view the latest film.
So it's short but sweet.
Short but sweet, yeah.
Short but sweet.
Short but sweet.
I'm not gonna lie. Can you imagine if you were sat in the cinema, right? You're sat watching this, like, Avengers, the new film, right?
Because that's what they call the new one. Avengers, the new one.
Thanos is there with his little golden gauntlet thing with all of his stones in or whatever.
His golden butt plug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you're ready. You're like, mate, I've been waiting to watch this film for ages, right? And then this little seat just goes right next to you and unfolds. How terrifying would that be? Because everyone knows how bad it is to put those seats down, right? You sit there thinking, oh, I'll put my jacket on this seat. And it'll stay down, unfolded. You put your jacket, you put your bag on, you know what I mean? You put your little popcorn on, thinking that it's going to be fine. And it doesn't stay down. So imagine...
So this must have been a pretty heavy ghost.
Exactly. If this little black blob just... sits down on a seat next to you, you'd be like, nah, mate, all right.
I'm going to go watch fucking Toy Story in the screen next to me.
Exactly. This has been a strange paranormal tea. I feel like we're getting back into the swing of things. It's like we've started all over again.
So, no, you just got really drunk. Now you can't string a sentence together. There's a slight difference.
I'm sorry.
Apologise to the listeners right now. Say, I'm sorry for being drunk.
I'm sorry for being drunk.
Say it like you mean it.
I'm sorry. Joe.
Hello.
We're in the middle of recording our podcast.
You what?
We're recording our podcast right now.
Wait, have I made the podcast?
You're
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, me. Go on.
I'm on it. Good time. What are you guys talking about?
We're talking about the fact that I'm too drunk to string a sentence together to talk about a story about ghosts.
I mean, that makes sense. Anyone listening, Beth does have a severe drinking problem.
What? Why is it me? Ryan has a drinking problem.
I haven't got a drinking problem.
Ryan's sober right now. You're the drunk one.
Exactly.
Ryan is not sober.
Yes, he is.
Joe, don't you think that me and Ryan should have a battle where we test out our intelligence to stop the fact that we keep on arguing about who's more intelligent?
I mean, I am more intelligent than one, aren't I, Joe?
If you did that on the podcast, I mean, that'd be sick.
See?
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Wait, can I be a part of it? I want to do it too. And then you could have like some sick like music to go into it, like best and bright, go on. I don't know what I'm saying, but all right, cool.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
High five. High five next to Mike.
Oh, anyway, carry on.
What is there to carry on?
Oh, that's the three stories.
That's the end of our podcast.
We would like to thank everybody for listening. Well done for making it this far into the podcast. I know Beth's annoying, but we all just kind of stomach her for the sake of it. If you're interested, there's probably going to be more episodes in the future. So keep listening in. Shut up, Beth. So just keep listening in.
Our next podcast, we're finally going to Northern Ireland.
Why finally?
Because we've never been to Northern Ireland before.
We've only done 6 episodes.
Exactly! Beth. No, this is our 7th. Little prick.
Newry? Newry?
It's dude.
What?
It begins with a D.
It doesn't, it's an N. It's... Even I know that. N-E-W-R-Y.
D-E-W-R-Y.
Were you born like legs first?
Why legs first?
Because you meant to come out head first. Look at it, it's an N. Spoon. I think that just concludes it. Beth is written off. This episode was pure awfulness. She just fell off the bed.
Well, Do the song!
This has been the Paranormal Tea with Ryan and Drunkenny.